This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, January 8th, 2017. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell, live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on anything that you really like to talk about. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Well, that means anything that has to do with your health from a conservative point of view. You know, no drugs, no surgery. That's what we do here. We want to give you the opportunity to realize that health is in your hands. It's a do-it-yourself program. Where you are right now is because, you know, you had your fingers in the pot and stirring it up a whole lot. Well, you are at that place where you get the results of your decision process. And we're going to talk about something very interesting today. Coming up in office this Wednesday, January the 11th. 11 days already going by this month, 7 p.m., hip and knee pain. You know, you're out there, particularly the last 24 hours in this cold, ugly, nasty weather that we've been having. I mean, and I mean cold. Fortunately, we didn't have that much snow, but it brings out the pain and things, particularly in your hips and your knees and so forth. And this Wednesday evening, to present that, a conservative approach to treatment of hip and knee pain, and one that you can actually restore function and get yourself back to normal, is none other than Dr. Scott Lamp, who is my guest in studio today. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good afternoon.
It is. You know, that's what happens when the weather gets way too cold. The brain stops working.
Actually condenses. It gets smaller, I think.
Be nice, Scott. Be very, very nice. You know, I was hoping that we would have some brilliance in studio today and you had brought your son and your daughter with you.
Well, we were thinking about it, but we're going to have to wait for the next time because they were a little bit cold for what their journeys were going to be expected after the show, so we decided not to do it today.
Okay. Well, next time. So we'll get there. But, you know, like I said, it would have been a breath of intelligence. Never mind. We're talking about hip and knee pain, and there's, like, way too many people that suffer from this type of problem. And subsequently, you know, we have a tough time getting up, walking upstairs, walking downstairs, moving around, turning over in bed. And your, you know, traditional physician saying, well, you know, we'll watch it, take these medications, and when you can't handle anymore, we're going to do surgery.
Oh, you replace it. What the heck?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? You know, it's good to go, right?
Right.
And we don't worry about, you know, the disruption of the mechanics. Seriously, let's talk about the incidents. How prevalent, you know, are we dealing with this type of condition? You know, is it more male than female? What's the deal?
Well, it depends on what you're looking at and what part of the body you're looking at. Knees, again, you're taking a look at. It really has to do, and since, you know, we have a strong chiropractic background, a lot of alignment issues that we happen with our bodies. But, you know, you talk about the number-wise, you're looking at like 300,000 hip replacements per year. You're looking over 600,000 knee replacements per year. And what's interesting is when you look at societies that have really good health, and I think we had a previous talk that we were talking about in regards to the blue zones. Remember we talked about the aspect, those people that live over 100, those numbers are way low in those cultures. And you're like, what are they doing that we're not doing? And a lot of it has to do with proper food, chemical aspects, what are you putting into your body, the things that you preach a lot, what are they doing for exercise, they're getting out and moving, we're a sitting society, blah, blah, blah. A lot of those things play a part into it. And like you were talking about stirring the pot here, what are we doing to ourselves that we're trying to kind of bring this onto ourselves?
Well, we live in a society that's digital. We sit on our derrieres and we're sitting there on our devices, you know, constantly working, and the point here is sitting, and we're never moving, and we're eating things as catch as catch can. Nobody cooks anymore.
Right.
So all the stuff out there is pre-made, adulterated, inputted in a way that inflammatory levels go through the ceiling, and then little injuries become major problems. Right. And we begin to see the body begin to break down.
Yeah, I think the thing you're looking at is repetition, fixed postures. You know, we talked about that. I was talking about that class before with like sitting was the new smoking. You're sitting for a while, you get stagnation of fluid stuff. And a lot of things happen with that are all levels of disease or possibilities of death increase across the board when you don't move. And that's kind of an interesting aspect since we are sitting more. And now the whole aspect now we're not supposed to sit anymore. We're supposed to stand while we're at work.
You know, here's the situation. You know, we see this type of problem all the time. And what I'll ask our listening audience right now is how many of you, literally the last 24, 48 hours, the weather's dropped, you know, we're a little timid simply because our listening audience goes all the way out to the mountains and way south of here and all over the place. How many of you that have been in snow up to your noses and cold biting down into the teens and into single digits, you know, have noticed that, oh my God, I can't move. I hurt. It's deep. And you're looking for something just to heat it up so you can have a little bit of function. This is what that tells you is that your body mechanics are being impaired significantly. It's not normal. And then you go and you take medication on top of that, which is going to be what we call NSAID, generally, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Some of you are on Celebrex. Some of you are on other types of things like that.
Opioids, NSAIDs. Yeah.
That's right. They're all super, super NSAIDs. And guess what they do? They cause further destruction and deterioration of the joint that's already been injured. They break them down because the NSAID substitutes in what we call the receptors, the available site that's supposed to cause repair and change of that joint space for this thing that we call a sulfate ion, and it blocks it. So guess what happens? You can't repair. The inflammation goes faster. It doesn't work. It makes it worse long term. It dumbs the pain down, but it makes things work and progress faster.
And I think another thing, too, it starts causing inflammatory cascades, which also lend to other inflammatory things that you can do to your bodies, namely what you eat and so forth. And those actually cause more additional inflammatory type things. You know, one of the things when you talk about arthritis, usually you're looking at, like, say, if you take a look at a knee or a hip, how well can you move it through a plane of position? Like, say, if I flex my knee, how far can I flex it? Can I get that heel close to my buttocks? And a lot of times a doctor will look at it and say, okay, well, I can get that. It's restricted. There's painful at the end push, whatever, and it's arthritic aspects. You get fluid collected in there, which is an inflammatory process, and you build that from so many different sources, from number of bad mechanics to bad food choices, allergies, so on and so forth, and that's going to contribute, so you don't move it. And you don't move it, it's not the answer to this. You got to exercise. You got to move some of those fluids through that, but really control the parameters of your life.
You know, it's interesting, Scott. I deal with a lot of, as you do too, in the practice, we deal with a lot of professional athletes as well as, you know, guys that have been at it for a lot of years and they're no longer in the peak of their sports, but they're out there thinking they can do the same thing. Injuries occur with repetitive trauma. You know, think about, you know, the Redskins season's over now, but think about, you know, they're getting beat up. It's like a car accident every time, not only to their upper body, but to their hips and their knees and the weight that they have on top of that and the impact. You know, you're sitting there underneath. God bless Kirk Cousins, right? Mm-hmm. This kid is, you know, he's 6'3". On a good day, he's 205 pounds and he's getting hammered. You know, on a weekly basis by these guys who are immense, you know, 300 plus pounders and two, three of them at a time, that and his lower extremity, his hip and his knees have to maintain stability.
Right.
And, you know, when you're doing that. So, but the rest of us, you know, we get our overweight bellies, which, by the way, whatever you have in your belly is, if you have a pound there, it's 4 pounds on your knees, you know, and not quite as much on your hip, but much more on your hip. You impair the circulatory pattern. Now you got problems. Scott, talk to us a little bit about the progression, how these things start, you know, the flags that go up that we ignore completely.
Well, I think some of the things is that, we can be predisposed to certain ways. I mean, there's some gender differences a little bit, too. When you talk about girls' soccer from age 18 to 22, it's 1 out of 10 are blowing an ACL out. And reason being, there is a gender difference. The pelvis is a little bit wider. So what happens, instead of the leg coming straight down, it bows in a bit. When it does, it puts a little bit more angle on the knee, kind of like knock knee, the knees going in. And if you got a lanky kid that's running and you see those knees going inward, they're predisposed to have that problem. So it's a biomechanical type thing. A lot of things also happens with the aspect also, do we have flat feet? Are our feet the way they're supposed to? How well are we looking and taking care of our feet? Because as the foot flattens down, there's a whole rotation and a reaction to the knee at that particular point and the hip. So now we've got undue forces that are put on place of that. Now, the other thing was when we take an injury, and I want to go through the aspect of what happens to the body. We have an insult, let's say, to the knee. I get an input of irritation. That signal has to go up into the spinal cord, up to my brain, actually to the other side, say, ouch, and then it has to come back down to the knee and have some type of reaction, either guard that or do something like that. So when you're looking at the overall health of that, you got to look at the mechanics of what happened to the knee, plus that whole pathway up and the whole pathway in the response down. You might have muscles turning off saying, I don't want to hold here. I'm guarding against this. I don't want to hold. So I'm going to make this other muscle spasm and get tight, and another muscle loses complete function. It just doesn't work.
You know, the interesting thing here, too, is that muscles that appear to be in spasm, as you just indicated,
it's really not.
It's the opposite. 80% of the time.
They're helping. They're trying to help.
That's right. They're trying to protect you is the other part that's weak. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Result Center for Healing, Dr. Scott Lamp. He's going to be talking about hip and knee pain, the conservative approach to treatment, and how you can actually get function back and restore and get your life back. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Our number here in studio is 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. The number that you're going to register for that class, real simple, 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. By the way, the Rizal offices are open 6 days a week, and we're located right off the National Capitol Beltway, approximately a half a mile from the exit. And, you know, there's always somebody there to help you out. But register for this class. You know, you're at that place now. You're going to come into the spring, and you want to start walking. And how many of you won't go out now and walk because it's a little cold outside? Well, bundle up and get out there and start moving a little bit and get those joints warmed up. But, you know, if that doesn't work for you and you have too much pain, this is an opportunity to get it fixed.
Yeah, if you're going to go do some shopping, take some extra steps around the grocery store, the Walmarts, or the Home Depots. I mean, put some time in and put some exercise in. I think we're always looking for excuses not to do things.
You know, if we don't use it, you lose it. And the old axiom is absolutely true. The more that you put things off, the more that you look for that, you know, that rock star parking up next to the front door, the more that you look for stairs, or you walk into a building and you don't take the stairs, you take the elevator. It's lifestyle.
Is that true for hair?
Be nice, Scott. I'm telling you, be real nice. You know, yesterday it was funny. My granddaughter was sitting there last night, and my son and his three girls come over, and the middle one is rubbing my head, and she says, "I like your head, Grandpa." And I said, "Well, great, honey." I said, "What happens if your daddy looks like that too? Let's go get the clippers and we'll shave him down the middle," because my son's got a really thick, full head of hair, right?
Yeah.
And she says, "No. I like daddy with his hair." So what you're saying is that you're being nice to grandpa, right?
There you go.
Uh-huh. 888-630-9625. We have calls coming in. We will take them after the break. My guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp. We're talking about your knee pain and, you know, all the medications that you're on to try to quiet, and then ultimately potentially leading you to, you know, pay for at least one mortgage payment on your surgeon's watch, and you know it's avoidable. You don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even when your bone, you say that, you know, well, your bone on bone, we'll watch a little bit more, and then when it breaks down further, then we'll do the surgery. Well, what happens if you thought you could stop the surgery completely, that you didn't have to go there, that there were things that you could do proactively with conservative treatment and things that you can do in conjunction, be a partner in that process, and avoid the surgery completely? Wouldn't that be a great thing? Would you want to do that? Or would you look for the elevator instead of the staircase? 888-630-9625. We're coming up to a break. When you come back, my guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp, we're talking about hip and knee pain, and we're going to show you what to do about it. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We're in studio. It's cold outside, so it's better off in here than it is outside. Call us, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. This Wednesday evening, the 11th of January. Yeah, I said the 11th. It's passing by quicker. You better start your Christmas shopping for next year. Dr. Scott Lamp, your host, Our guest in studio today is going to talk about hip and knee pain and the conservative treatment thereof and what you're going to do to make a difference.
You bet. Yep. I think there's a lot of things we'll cover on it and talk about. You know, there's a lot of surgical options. We're going to give you other options. We're going to give you other things you'd need to really take a look at. What caused it in the first place? And I think the other thing to take a look at is like, if you get all these things done, and then what caused it? Again, what caused it in the first place? Have you taken care of the alignment of the problem? Have you taken care of the inflammatory things that caused the inflammation in the first place? Think about that. I think we're going after symptoms and sometimes not or necessarily causes.
Yeah, I can promise you that if you are, you know, treating the symptoms and not answering the question why, pretty soon, you know, you're going to show something else up. And my guess is that there's other issues to begin with anyway.
You bet.
Richard, how can we help you, sir? Thank you for holding and being patient.
Thank you. I listened to your program many times. Last March, I had my prostate removed. One of the stitches from the urethra to the bladder didn't hold. I had to wear a urinary catheter for about 8 weeks, and I still don't have control of my bladder at this point. Doing the regular Kegel exercises, but they don't seem to help. I had a catheter put in just the other day to see if what was going on, and they couldn't get a the gauge is called French, and they could not get a 14 French catheter into my urethra. So I'm going to see a doctor again on Monday and see where we need to go. I'm wondering if there are different Kegel exercises.
Well, here's what the deal. Let me give you the what's really taking place. The fact that they can't get the catheter in says you got scar tissue. Mm-hmm. And right. Or the muscle's not relaxing enough. At the head of the bladder, where it empties in the urethra, there's a muscle called the trigon. And it's just a little kind of a trapezoid or a triangle type of muscle, and it causes constriction so it doesn't flow in. And, you know, as soon as that the urethra comes out, then what wraps around the urethra at that level is the prostate. So now when they went in and they removed your prostate, it sounds to me like they nicked the nerves, you know, that go into that area. Unfortunately, if you talk to the doctors, that's one of the side effects. Now, our nerve will regenerate 1 millimeter a day if it's capable of doing it. So it depends on how far. And 1 millimeter is not too much. Right. And it has to be there under the right circumstances, Richard. And so what we know over years, that one of the things that may make a huge improvement is the combination of acupuncture and low-energy light laser to stimulate the area to heal. We've seen some very, very supportive processes that way. And Dr. Stephanie Pina or Connie Kern in the office are the ones that do that work for us. But that coupled with that and then high levels of B-complex, particularly thiamine, B1, will help regenerate taurine as an amino acid. Those things, so there's things that can be done, but they have to be done cooperatively to give the best outcome. So are there other Kegel exercises? Kegel exercises are pretty straight up. And there's not too, and for that area, there's not too many versions of that. So if that's not working, then what you have is scar tissue and the nerves have been probably either cut or dinged or damaged in some way. So the next step is doing something that re-stimulates that area.
The fat-soluble B1 is actually very good to get into the nerve to help assist that. So that one's something you want to look for is a fat-soluble. I've had some...
Fat-soluble.
Fat-soluble. Okay, yeah.
Sometimes the hammock that's underneath the pelvic floor can sometimes some of those muscles, again, with the scar tissue and stuff like that, some muscle work can possibly be done with that. So that's just my two bits in there.
But how old are you, Richard?
I'm 65.
Okay, so you and I are in that venue that, you know, within a short distance of each other, that, you know, unfortunately, the prostate, when it's removed and swells and it was malignant, there's a lot of things that lead up to that. And there's an inflammatory reaction that occurs first, allow it to swell, then the tissue breaks down, then carcinogenic patterns take place. But to reverse it, you've got to treat the system. And more importantly right now, our primary concern is, can we stimulate that neurological repair well enough and change the environment well enough that the scar tissue will quit forming and we can break it up. So it's at least worth looking into, my opinion. Our department has seen a lot of it, but, you know, in any way that we can help you, please reach out. And, you know, if you'd like to send me a note at rosellcare.com, either Dr. Lamp or myself, we'll definitely, you know, communicate with you.
Yeah, I think one of the things is, like as Tom was talking before, some inflammatory things that might be happening there. A lot of times the prostate's enlarged by sometimes what they call aromatized pathways that sometimes estrogen could cause those kind of aspects. So you got to really take a look at your diet and sugar handling.
Richard, appreciate your call. We're coming up to the break. And like I said, love to, you know, have a further conversation with you. But you're welcome to come in and consult with our department. I'll tell you who to see. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We have all kinds of things to talk to you about today. We're talking about hip and knee pain and anything that you else would like to talk about. Do you like that? You else? I like that. That's
you
good
else?
English. Yes. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest here right now, sitting next to me, and your host this Wednesday evening, the 11th of
I'll
the
keep
month.
You on track. That's okay.
I appreciate it.
I got your
it
back
was,
here.
It was really early morning. It's one of those nights my brain wouldn't shut up, and I had to get up and put it all on paper. Anyway, 7 o'clock at the Rozelle Center for Healing, and we are located in Fairfax, about one half of a mile off the National Capital Beltway. Join us if you have hip and knee pain of any kind, and you know this weather is making you realize that it's there. This is an opportunity for you to find out what you're going to do to fix it. Seriously, what would you do if you knew you could fix it without continuation of drugs, surgery, and you know all that nonsense?
And actually, it's a good open place. Sometimes I have coaches come in, and I think coaches to take a look at. There's a big concern, and especially on the women's, like soccer and things of that nature. One of the big aspects is, besides concussions, is knee injury. So there's some things you can do and look and work with. If you're working with kids, you have some coaches, you're a coach out there, come on by.
Absolutely. You know, it's when you start dealing with knee pain and you start changing your life, because, you know, it's... It hurts if I do that, and if I stop doing that, it doesn't hurt anymore. Or if I take this medication and stop doing that, you know, that's...
Can't pick up my kids.
I can't pick up my kids because I can't bend down.
Garden.
I can't bend over and tie my shoes. You know, if I bend down, I have to kind of hold onto the wall to put my socks on. Mm. That's not okay. I mean, that's not the way you're supposed to live at any age, from birth until we leave the planet. So this is an opportunity really to find out what you can do and make a difference. Call the office, 703-698-7117. Joe, thank you for holding and being patient. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, doctor. I have a friend whose blood pressure goes up a lot, and I was wondering, the best thing for the control of blood pressure, off the top of my head, I'm thinking, is to take his medicines and drink cold water. What else could he do?
Drink cold water?
Yeah, drink water. Isn't that good for blood pressure?
Not cold water.
Okay.
You know, that's, if anything, it's going to restrict the vessels in your body, and it's going to cause your heart
work
to work harder, and your pressure actually is going to go up.
Oh, great advice. Thank you.
So you won't, you know, if you're going to do anything, you drink a warm glass of water, not necessarily really hot, but, you know, and that relaxes the body. Hydration is super important. There's a lot of things that, you know, you need to take into consideration, but the best way to control blood pressure is to treat the cause. And many times the cause is a structural misalignment, particularly the nerves are of the skull and the upper neck. Sometimes it's the middle back. Sometimes it's a fight-flight system, the adrenal glands. They're in hyperstimulation. Sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes it's not enough magnesium and potassium in the body.
Sometimes it's too much inflammation. You got inflammation in the body. It's more fluids for the heart to push.
So you got to find out what's triggering it, Joe, and you treat that. There's a lot of things that you can do, you know, to bring it down. One, magnesium aspartate. The aspartate form is known to relax the vessels enough to bring down the upper pressure, the systolic pressure. It doesn't work as well with the lower pressure. Just making sure that you get some exercise. Get out and walk a couple miles every day.
Yeah.
You know, open up that heart, and walking is not going to hurt anybody. If you can only walk, you know, 100 feet. You walk 100 feet and walk 100 feet back. And then, you know, next day, or you walk 110 feet and you go a little further and a little further. The whole idea is to get yourself so you walk a half hour a day and stimulate that blood flow so everything begins to, you know, to balance out. But you got to find the cause. Sometimes it's neurological, sometimes it's energetic, sometimes it's emotional, and you have to help and coach a patient through that. And there are herbs, there are things like Rescue Remedy and so forth that will help, but there's many, many different healing oils and flower essences and so forth that can really separate the body's emotional and physical relationships. So that's where you start. You find the cause, Joe. You don't just say...
Yeah, you want to customize this for the person.
Doctor, you mentioned, you said water and what else?
Well, water and, you know, sometimes magnesium and relaxation and walking. Try those to begin
exercise.
With. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure that you take stimulants out of the body. You know, if coffee drinkers need to, you know, to get rid of the coffee. And it's not just the caffeine. It's the acid in the oils within the coffee that causes the body to react and increase the inflammatory reaction within the system. So when you have high levels of inflammation, inflammation equals acid. And by the way, the hip and knee pain we're talking about,
right,
is going to suffer
big time
because of that. So if you're a coffee drinker and you have joint problems, stop, because it's going to cause much more problems. Joe, if we can be a further help, you know, let us know. Give us a call at 703-698-7117 or just go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. And you can send any of us a note and we'll get back to you. Better yet, join us. Even though that you're talking about blood pressure, Dr. Lamp will talk to you about your blood pressure as well as hip and knee pain this Wednesday evening. Thanks
Come
for calling.
Down.
Appreciate
yep.
it. 888-630-9625. We're going to go back to the phones, but Dr. Scott, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, the things that you're going to be talking about this.
Oh, we just talked about inflammation, so that's a good kind of lead. He had us go into that part that we could actually do some, we're going to probably do some testing while we're at that Wednesday class. We're going to look at pH in relationship to acidity and alkalinity. And acidity, you might as well think of as being inflammation. And that plays a part, if a major part, or a secondary cause to a lot of the problems trying to take care of this knee and hip problem.
You know, we had a visit the other day in office by a very wonderful man that was talking to us on brain inflammatory processes. Mm-hmm. And he's a medical physician and army doctor. Mm-hmm. And I took him out for breakfast, and we were talking about the work that we do. And, you know, he's very open to integrative and natural therapeutics. And I said, okay, let me explain, because you want to know what we do in applied kinesiology, which is our specialty. And I said, okay, let's take the knee. And we talked about the knee. Mm-hmm. And I said, you have multiple muscles going over the knee. We have the thigh muscle, which is called the quadricep. You have an outside muscle called the iliotibial band, or it's also called the tensor fascia lata. You have inside muscles, the adductors, adductors. You have the hamstrings in the back. You have a muscle behind the knee. And I said, you know, if a patient went to a traditional physician and the knee is swollen, they're probably going to drain the knee, or they're going to give them medication, or maybe send them for rehab and so forth. But they don't ask the question, why is that?
Right.
So let's talk about the why is that with all those muscles, Dr. Scott.
Well, I think what happens is that all those muscles help move, and they're also all coordinated like a little orchestra, and everything works well. If one of those muscles are off, and we talked about that before, a lot of times, especially like the hamstrings are tight, and we blame the hamstrings. It's because it's an adaptation, because one other muscle is not firing correctly, so another muscle has to take up the load. But when you do that, you start misaligning things. It's kind of like I'm pulling on one side, on one side of the bone, the other muscle's pulling the other side of the bone, and all of a sudden one muscle's giving. Now I'm causing, it's kind of like driving your car with a little bit out of alignment. I can keep driving, but eventually I'm going to start showing wear patterns and problems causing that. So the cause, a lot of times, an alignment situation that happens with that. And there's a lot of things we haven't even quite talked about yet, which we'll talk on Wednesday, is there's also relationships to other systems to those muscles individually.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to bring up with you, you know, on the program today. There's a lot of what, you know, we would consider internal problems, visceral problems mm-hmm. that can cause knee problems as well, and that they just kind of, you know, they're there, nobody can figure it out. The you know, what we were talking about a minute ago, you know, with the connections there, you have nerves that go to these muscles. If the right. nerves are being irritated, it's not going to work. You have blood supply. You have the removal of waste to the lymphatic system. You right. have spinal fluid. You have acupuncture channels that go there.
Right.
But in the paradigm that we were just touching upon, and I don't want to steal your thunder for this Wednesday evening, there are many different disease processes that can affect the knee.
Right. Well, I want to give an example of a patient I had a while ago. Was a person that was adopted from an Asian country, and very good gymnast, probably top level, hurts her knee, and then we, you know, probably had a pain scale of 8 to 10, about an 8. And then we do muscle work, and we do some things in regards to restore the balance and the alignment. We get that down maybe 2 out of 10, but still sitting there is that 2 number. It still had a little bit of aches and pains. Now, when we take a look at the relationships of muscles to organ relationship, there's a thing called the gallbladder, and there's a muscle on the back of the knee called the popliteus that keeps your knee from going into extension or hyperextension, and it kind of helps keep the stability of that knee. And until that wasn't addressed, she wasn't 100%. Until we got to that point and started working on that aspect of the gallbladder elements, then all of a sudden that knee cleared right up.
You know, you can look at, you know, from the gallbladder, you can look at it from a rheumatoid pattern, which is an
right.
autoimmune problem. You can look at it from even a psoriatic, degenerative condition.
Even emotional. I mean, emotional
right.
aspect.
Absolutely. And we forget about that, and we go to treat the symptom instead of the problem. And, you know, there's so many reflexes within the body. If you don't answer the question why it's there to begin with and fix the why, you end up with chasing your tail in something that gets progressively worse. Can you make it feel better in a short period of time? Most certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not willing to, you know, to make some changes and shifts, you're in trouble. Bernice, good to hear from you. Happy New Year, kiddo. Haven't talked to you in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I've been here. I take eggshell calcium that I make myself, and I wanted to know, should I take vitamin K2 to put that calcium where it belongs?
Well, first of all, with eggshell calcium, you have to understand that, like any calcium, it has to be able to be digested,
mm-hmm.
and digestion starts in the stomach, and you have to have enough hydrochloric acid to be able to digest the calcium. Eggshell calcium is not a bad calcium, providing you can break it down. A little bit more difficult to break down. If you get it in a powdered form, it's easier, you know, than just, you know, and a lot of people, by the way, do go out and chew up eggshells or crush them and, you know, try to make them as a powder as they possibly can. And it depends, and they can vary. It can vary based on the chicken. You know, is the chicken a free-ranged organic chicken, or is it one that they put in the slaughterhouse with, you know, 10,000 other chickens? Scott, you were about to say something. You're sitting there,
the ones
smiling.
The ones that cross the road appropriately.
Oh. I shouldn't have asked that question. So, but anyway, seriously, the thing of it is that there's a lot of trace minerals within eggshells, so it does a good job. But you have to make sure that you can absorb it. You have to make sure that you have enough hydrochloric acid. You have to make sure that, you know, that you don't have any sensitivities to the to chicken. You know, all those, we forget about those things. Is it good on the surface? Yes, it's not bad. But you have to have the things. You have to make sure that you have K2 balanced to help with it. You have to have, you know,
magnesium
to make sure it's there. Even though that there's a lot of other trace minerals, you know, particularly fluorides and strontium, which is part of the absorption process with that. You got to make sure you have the things. So what I would tell you is make sure it's powdered.
Uh-huh. Make a coffee grinder.
Okay. Make sure that it's free-ranged organic only.
Okay.
And otherwise, you're wasting your money, in my opinion, because you got too many other things that you have to deal with. And mm-hmm. it's just like bone. Bone absorbs toxins and poisons. And let your, you know, find out what your calcium spillage is. You know, anybody that has a problem with assimilating calcium, meaning that they're getting to be osteopenic or osteoporotic, often has more breakdown due to spillage. They urinate out their calcium, and there's tests that can show you if that's happening. If that takes place, then you got to check parathyroid. We've learned over the years, where years ago we thought that a lot of calcium was really appropriate. You know, women needed like 1600 to 1800 a day, men needed 1000, And, you know, then we realize we need a whole lot more magnesium. But what we've learned is that it's not the amount of calcium that they need. It's the absorption and the availability of the calcium within the body.
And the quality, too.
That's right.
The quality, too. I think one of the things is also, where does the cow get the calcium from?
And that's the other piece.
Yeah. It gets from the dark green leafy foods that it eats. If it's eating that, or if it's eating a bunch of grains, it's not getting it.
You know, you have more available calcium, Bernice, in a cup of organic cooked spinach than you do in even organic raw milk. It's the availability of it in the system. So we have to look at the body and make sure that the body is balanced. Again, calcium is a buffer. It means it's alkalizing to the system. If your a body is way too acidic, then any calcium, any minerals that you have are going to be used to buffer that, to knock it down so it doesn't eat you up. And those are the problems that we have to look at.
Can I stick it into lemon juice? I saw on the internet where there was something where you could stick it into lemon juice to make it calcium citrate, I believe.
It would make it calcium citrate. It's an acidic acid going in. But the good thing about lemon or organic apple cider vinegar, it's alkalizing once you absorb it inside. So on the front of it, yeah, it can help. It can make a difference. But again, there's a lot of different pieces. So, you know, make sure, again, just to recap, make sure that you powder it and as fine as you can get it, so you have more of an availability. Take it during your meal time, so at least you're getting your stomach acid to kick up.
If you want, you know that I had a pain on my hip about for a while, maybe about 8 months ago, and I never take calcium. You know, I don't drink a lot of milk, but I've never taken calcium. I've taken other vitamins, but not calcium. And I went and got a bone density test, and they said I had osteopenia starting in my hip. So I assumed that was the pain that I had.
When
I started doing the eggshell calcium, it went away right away.
That tells you that you needed it, but make sure you're doing it judiciously. Bernice, good to talk to you as always. I hope that gives you some information. We're here at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rizal Center. He's going to be talking about hip and knee pain, but more importantly, how can you fix it? The natural way of making a difference. We're going to take a quick call. David, how can we help you, sir? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you. I'm calling on regards to my dad. He's about to go into having a new knee, both knees replaced. Starting with one next month, and then he's got like an 8-week recovery, and then doing his other knee. But what he questions is he's bone on bone. When is it that you actually do the surgery, or you try to do the exercises and everything to strengthen the knee to avoid
okay.
the surgery?
Like, well, how old is he? How old is your dad, David?
He's 65.
Okay. The other considerations is how much is he overweight or not?
He's a little overweight, not too much.
David, can he move without pain?
No, he has pretty bad pain with it, and the X-ray showed that he's just bone on bone. There's just no muscle or ligament.
How long has he been that way?
The last 2-3 years, he's been that way.
At his age, given his age, unless he's willing to make some really, really significant and abrupt changes in lifestyle and very concentrated treatment, it's unlikely that he's going to avoid surgery. I can't really tell you because I'd have to see the x-rays. I'd have to know more about his health. I'd have to know more about his dietary patterns and so forth, functional range of motion, muscle strength, things of that nature, and then I could give you more of a definitive answer on that. But as it sits, it sounds like he's headed for the surgeon. But again, 100% no, but I don't know. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. Yes, it's been a live program, as always. You get us here every Sunday, 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard. 888-630-9625, and you do the math wherever you are. We are so grateful that you listen to us and spread the word. Tell people that we're here to make a difference in their life. You know, what I want you to understand, and the thing that I've said repeatedly over many years, is that I'm here to give you information, to provoke you, to give you a thought process. I want you to take the attitude that don't really believe 100% of anything, even though that I'm always right. But I want you to do your homework. I want you to do your own homework. Seriously, I want you to go out and I want you to investigate. I want you to do your information. And if it makes sense, then it's time to find somebody who could guide you through the step process. It's important that you understand that you are the driver, the captain of your health ship. And if you want a great life, then you have to take control. Otherwise, you're at effect of all those things. Dr. Scott, this Wednesday evening, you're going to go through a whole lot of things. I'm going to ask you before the program's over to touch on that a little bit. But I know you had a couple comments on our last two callers.
Yes, on Bernice's aspect, she was talking about one hip was having a problem. A lot of people say, I got old age, it's arthritis. Well, why is it in one hip, not the other? So a lot of times that tells me imbalance, misalignment. There's some other structural things that could actually be worked on and fixed on. So there's a lot of things to kind of look at that besides just look at the chemistry element. I think the other caller that we had, we're talking about the aspect of the father and just knowing how far. The question is how much range of motion is in the knee left. There is some things out there like stem cell work, but the problem with stem cell is it's very costly. Insurances are not covering it. So there's some things to ask a question to your doctors to see, is there any other things besides surgery that are out there? So I just want you to kind of keep that in mind.
You know, we just had a caller on the line. Too bad he dropped off because I was going to take it. And he had issues with commentary on digestion. And, you know, he used a little bit of an expression that apparently doesn't have the nerve to come back on. But nevertheless, Dr. Scott, let's talk about what you're going to talk about this week.
Well, we're going to talk about, some of the causes of knee pain and hip pains, but usually and also the treatments on an alternative base and really what's the effects of biomechanics, how to turn and what's the problem with muscles turning on and off, what's the guarding mechanism. We do a lot of demonstrations to show what happens. And I'll take somebody from the audience and show here's a healthy motion and movement and how we can just change it by just putting a small pencil underneath their foot. And all of a sudden, everything dramatically changes. And if the body locks into that, then now I've got compromise that's going on. So we're going to do a lot of those elements. We're going to talk to some nutrition. We're going to talk on some structural aspects. We'll even talk a little bit about some emotional elements and how that affects that overall presentation between the knees and the hips. And also when we're looking at, you always got to look at things above and below the area of complaint, especially when you're talking about misalignments and things. So we got to hit on a little bit of the foot and a little bit on the low back too, because in the pelvis, because those play a part in that. Also, we're going to do some pH testing too to see if the acidity of the body, and that will be free for those people that come in, and we'll take a look at the acidity versus the alkalinity and ways that you could possibly test it and at least get some knowledge is a beautiful thing. And so if the more knowledge you have, I think the little bit better you have in understanding the circumstances and taking care of your problem.
You know, information is power, and obviously if you have the capacity, the opportunity, the tools to apply appropriately, you can change virtually anything. My belief system has always been, as long as you're breathing and you're willing to make a difference, that the body can change. You know, can you shift it 100%? Depends on the amount of time that you have. You know, theoretically, that if you have time and willingness and application, the body is an amazing piece of machinery, but you have to apply it appropriately. And, you know, it means sometimes that you have to do things 100%. You got to give yourself that healing window. You can't touch upon it. You can't just go, I'll give it a try.
It's amazing how your thought processes are, because they've proven time and time again in regards to turning on and off genes, in regards to the way you think.
That and whole psychoneuroimmunology and epigenetic
knowledge. Yeah, it's all there. So it's the whole new studies that are coming out, on a monthly basis. You see many of those articles.
You know, it's important to understand that the way we run our lives, structurally, chemically, emotionally, is really what causes everything. You have the opportunity to fix things, knee and hip pain, right? So if your structural system is off, you're going to put abnormal stress on the hip, on the knee. If your biochemistry is off, either because of the things that are exogenous outside of your body that are affecting you internally, you know, you're eating things that you know you really shouldn't be eating, or not at least supportive, or you need more things that are going to repair the system, or you're exposed to environmental toxins. In this world, we're talking about electromagnetics and how they bombard the system, and your emotional stress and strain. All of those things cause degeneration. It's like oxidative stress on a piece of metal, okay, that's called rust. If you have oxidative stress, which is acid affecting the metal, it's going to rust up. Your body does the same thing. It will rust. It'll break down. It'll begin to degenerate. And these are the things that we have to be aware. We take better care of our animals and our cars than we do ourselves. And when it comes to hip and knee pain, particularly thousands, millions of people suffer from that problem. And you sit there and say, well, my only outcome is to take these medications and then ultimately I'm going to end up having surgery. Well, there's other things that you can do, and join us this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. Don't delay. Don't put it off. At least find out what you can do about it and see if you can go away with some tools that make a difference. We're coming up to that, you know, unfortunate time of the program where there's a break, and that means till next week. We love you all, and we want to be here to give you the information that you deserve so you can make your decisions. Bye.
All right. Take care.